This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee was nominated by President Trump as ambassador to Israel. His confirmation hearing was held last week. Some Democrats were angry over his nomination, and several radical left-wing anti-Israel protesters tried to interrupt the hearings. A final Senate vote for confirmation will come soon. Urgent prayer is needed for this confirmation. Also contact your U.S. senator to let them know that you support Mike Huckabee. Rabbi Pesach Wilicki is the executive director of Israel 365 Action. He's a frequent guest on Eric Steckelbeck's The Watchman and a regular contributor to Israel365News.com and the Jerusalem Post.
A few days ago, the confirmation hearings in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee for Mike Huckabee, who was appointed by President Trump to be the ambassador to Israel, were interrupted by protesters, left-wing protesters who were interrupting the hearings by screaming. And the reason they were interrupting the hearings, the reason they were protesting the appointment of Mike Huckabee, is because he has expressed his opposition to the calls for a two-state solution, the calls for an Arab-Palestinian state in parts of Israel, specifically in Judea and Samaria. Now, Judea and Samaria are the biblical heartland of Israel. Over 70% of all of the events in the Hebrew Bible, in what Christians call the Old Testament, took place in those areas, in Judea and Samaria. That's where the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and their wives are buried. That's where Jacob had his dream of a ladder ascending to heaven. That's where the tabernacle in Shiloh stood. That is where the people of Israel have their origins. The reason that Jews are called Jews is because we are from Judea. And these left-wing protesters believe that this area should become a Palestinian state. And Mike Huckabee has been speaking out against this over the years. As he himself said, God set this land aside for his people 3,800 years ago when he gave Abraham the title deed to all of Israel and said, those who bless Israel will be blessed. Those who curse Israel will be cursed. And Mike Huckabee comes to the relationship between Israel and the United States from the perspective of his biblical faith, but also from the perspective of history, because there has never been an independent non-Jewish government in the land of Israel. There's never been a Palestinian state, a Palestinian people. And Mike Huckabee is historically correct, and of course, he's biblically correct. And for that reason, because of these protesters who've been opposing his nomination, we at Israel 365 took the initiative and we wrote a letter of support for the appointment of Mike Huckabee. And we gathered together over 500 Jewish and Christian leaders to sign this letter, of support, basically saying that we see the appointment of Mike Huckabee as a blessing. We see the appointment of Mike Huckabee as the right thing for President Trump to do. Let's remember that ambassadors represent the relationship between the two countries, and the fact that Donald Trump chose to appoint an evangelical Christian leader to the post of U.S. ambassador to Israel really speaks volumes about how President Trump sees the relationship between our two countries, that it is not merely based on geopolitical considerations, but it is based on a shared faith in the God of Israel, a shared faith in the biblical underpinnings of our civilization. So once again, the appointment of Mike Huckabee is a great blessing, and we in the Israeli community and in the Jewish community of believers in the Bible, believers in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, bless Mike Huckabee, and we wish him well, and we see this as a positive step forward in the relationship between the United States and Israel, and may God bless America, and may God bless Israel.
Find out more about Israel 365 by visiting Israel365.com. And please pray that any opposition to Mike Huckabee will be defeated. And remember to contact your U.S. Senator. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley.